Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. Live from the Chevron Championship. Sorry we got on a little bit late, but we are here, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours talking about a lot of stuff out here. We're going to do our regular show, but we're also going to bring you the Chevron Championship, which is the first major of the season for the LPGA players. They are here in full force. The best players in the world are out here, and this is just beautiful. Lance is like, hey, this is like a regular tournament.
This is, well, I was joking. This is beautiful. Great. Yeah,
it's beautiful, isn't it? Have you ever been out here to Carlton once?
No, never been here.
It's spectacular. It is just spectacular.
The course looks incredible.
It is incredible. It's
just driving up. It's like, wow.
It's as good as it gets in this period in the city of Houston, and it's a world class place because it is now hosting a major, major event here for the next 5 years at the very least, and it is just spectacular. We will be talking a lot about it here over the next couple of days on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, and it's just great to have the best players in the world in our city right here, well, in the Woodlands, and we'll be talking about it here. So they're going to get underway.
As we can tell you, Woodlands is not necessarily in the city.
It's a little further away.
It's not Houston.
It's not. Well, Houston is pretty big.
Houston's big.
It took a while to get to the Woodlands and still be in Houston.
It does. Yeah. And I was driving like I was like going plenty fast.
And still.
I'm like, man, this isn't – my ways isn't changing. My ways knows I drive a little faster. And so does my daughter, but she always reminds me. But this is a really big deal. You know, the Woodlands is – I think it's very uniquely suited for events because – number one, it's out of the way. You have you actually have infrastructure out here. Remember, the Houston Open was out here for years and years and years. So this is kind of
close by. Yeah, at the
not at this location. Yeah, but I mean in the Woodlands in general. So the Woodlands is set up. Actually, it's really great for an event like this. Woodlands is really cool. My son works out here, and he loves it. Absolutely love
it. Yeah, no, it's spectacular. It really, really, really is. And we are glad to be here. We want to thank Carlton Woods and the LPGA for hosting us out here today. We will be talking to Steve Saltzman in a little bit. He's the general manager. He runs the place and just a great guy. And we will talk to him. We'll also talk about the golf course. And we can't get any players because of, they're obviously a little bit busy trying to win a major out here. So, but we will, we'll bring you updates and everything that goes along with being out here live at Carlton Woods. Let's start with Astros. And I mean, Luis Garcia looked like Luis Garcia again last night.
Yeah.
He looked fabulous.
Yeah. Luis Garcia. And that's a big deal to get as many of those guys rolling as possible. But I think that's what it's going to be this year. And Luis Garcia is the one guy that I think he and Urquidy, you're going to have a few ups and downs, but you're going to have way more ups and downs with both those guys. And Garcia got into a rhythm, and it was nice to get some early runs on the board. That certainly helps. And then you stick a six on them, and they're done.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, we're done. I mean, that seventh inning with Montero was so, oh, my goodness. Thank God Brian Abreu came in and saved the day. And then you put up more runs for insurance after that. But I thought, oh, my goodness, Montero, you can't have this. This guy is going to be a crucial part. And so
but
far.
But that's who Montero was last
he
year,
was that.
Too.
He
like,
was
we
that.
Forget it because the postseason was so good for the relievers. But Montero had his ups and downs last year. That's what kind of made the contract. So. Puzzling. Like, really? This is the contract you want to get?
This is
nothing wrong with keeping Montero, but 3 years at and we're going double digits on Montero.
Yeah,
per year.
I mean, it. I don't know if it was just just keeping the band together. If that was the thought,
which it doesn't feel like an Astros move at all.
Let's
keep the band together. Said no one ever with the Astros.
Right. You know, he has been. I mean, every outing except one, he's given up a hit. Every outing. I mean, his last outing against Toronto on Tuesday, that was the only outing of the season that he hasn't given up a hit. It's just been how he comes in, and there's all immediate problems. And last night was a huge problem that Brian Abreu had to bail him out on. And then the Astros just, in the eighth, just took care of that business by scoring a bunch. It was nice to see Jordan out there. You were really scared. I knew he was going to be fine yesterday.
Yeah.
It did not worry me at all that he was going to be fine.
You said yesterday on the air, and I quote, "Looks like a torn ACL."
I did not say anything of the sort, since it was his ankle. Okay, so
Dusty told us that.
Dusty said, "Yeah, a little ankle problem."
I don't know why.
Thank
people
goodness
are saying
he was fine, though. It looked terrible the other night.
But
and for him to be in that lineup,
but it felt better to me that when I found out it was an ankle.
Yeah,
I found out live on the show with sound.
Right. Right, exactly. But to see him in the lineup last night, that he didn't even miss a game.
No, I expected him to be out, so I was surprised when he was in the game. My wife ended up taking, we got like a 5-game package when they had an offer up. And so we got one game every month, and yesterday was the game. And I had a pretty busy day, yesterday, and, including I had to do a path to the draft from 5 to 6. So anytime there's anything about Texans related, I'm on talking about it. But so I was like, okay, I got a lot of work to do, but from 5 to 6, I guess I'll do my TV, and then I'll rush home, and I'll get the kids, and then we'll go to the game. Well, then I just realized I've got so much. I had a call from a team like, hey, let's go over players, where they're going to get drafted, which is really important for me. So I asked my wife, I said, and I got to leave today from this tournament and go to the airport.
You're flying,
fly
right?
Fly to see my son Alec for parents' weekend. My wife can't go, so I'm going to go do that. Then I have TV on Friday also from my hotel room, I guess, and then I fly back on Saturday, and then I'm off to L.A. next Wednesday. But
you're a good parent. You know how many times my parents came to Parents' Day or Parents' Weekend?
Well, Alex said, can you guys, because I knew my wife has family obligations she has to take care of, and so Alex said, can you come? I'd really like for my friends to meet you. I'm like, oh, yeah, of course. I was like, I didn't plan on going to Parents' Weekend. Parents' Weekend? Put me on FaceTime.
What is that?
What are you talking about? Just put me on FaceTime. I'll say hi to your friends.
I didn't even know that
existed
in college.
I know.
I had no idea.
No, what? Yeah, of course. And then it's also spring game for Alabama. Would you like to guess?
Nice.
Well, yeah, it's nice, except would you like to guess how much it is to stay anywhere?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's why I wasn't going to go. I'm like, spring game? Oh, what? This is going to cost an arm and a leg.
And
it's like I use some miles from Marriott and some cash and miles. Yeah, it was not good.
No.
Just a basic hotel room. I had to buy it for like $285 a night.
That's like a game.
Stupid.
That's a game weekend there. That's
yeah,
a game weekend.
That's what it is.
It's
exactly what it is, which is the only reason I was like.
Is that why they have Parents' Weekend then? So they could go to the spring game as well?
I guess so, but no. All I could think of was, are you going? No, I got to come back Saturday. I got too much stuff.
Oh,
their spring game is Saturday. I come back Saturday afternoon.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, so
you're going for one day, pretty much.
Well, I'm going Thursday tonight.
A great father.
I know. That's what I've been telling everybody, and no one buys it.
No one believes it.
My wife.
Your wife doesn't believe it.
She doesn't believe it.
Not after
yesterday.
What are
you talking about?
The children that you sired that they went to the game and were maniacs.
I know. My wife took them, and then I got some negative comments on Twitter, on text. But now I have to take them. She's never taken them again, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah. But with the disappointing thing that I got from my conversation, the kids loved it. I talked to my wife. It was 8:37. I'll never forget. It was 8:37. And she's like, it's already the seventh inning. And I said, I know. I told you games go fast. She goes, your daughter's complaining that baseball's not long enough. I said, I'm going to say that on the radio.
Baseball is not long enough.
Baseball, she hates the new rules. Baseball's not long enough. She wants to be there longer. Now, she also wants to include drinks and food.
Yeah, right.
Obviously, also.
All right, we're just getting started here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 live from the Chevron Championship where the best players in the world are. We will be talking about that and a whole lot more. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776 is the number. We got NBA to talk about from last night as well.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the club at Carlton Woods. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We had quite the night in the NBA last night. The Lakers looked like crap. They just didn't show up, RJ. They suck.
They came back, but Dylan Brooks is such a menace. Now that Draymond, I just want Draymond to retire so I don't have to hear Max and Jay Will and those guys talk about it.
I mean, they've
spent
all the way up here. It was 3 hours of Draymond talk this morning.
Draymond is the guy that, you know, I always dream about eventually going kind of off grid and just kind of being able to get away from it all. And then I realized, I just want to do that for like a month, not forever. But, Draymond, like, you know, you hear about athletes who retire and they kind of just, they don't want to be part of the spotlight. Draymond will never be that guy. Draymond wants so badly to be the guy all the time. And he even admitted, and I don't know if you saw Joe Dumars said, look, if he wouldn't, he basically said if he wouldn't have acted like an idiot, he might have had a chance.
There were three phases to that thing.
Yeah, he said.
The aftermath. And then he's
his whole background.
Like he's a
everything about
offender.
It. He's a repeat offender, so he probably would have gotten a penalty. He said,
"Is should that play into it though?" I mean, I'm kind of with the guys that wait a minute. Yeah, I know. You know, you do treat guys that are who are repeat offenders differently. You do. Dennis Rodman's the
if you're a chronic problem, I think that goes. Well, in life.
Montez Burfict.
In everything, right?
Yeah. I mean, right.
Because you know there's no chance it's not intentional.
But I don't know that was a suspendable offense.
If it wasn't, his reaction afterwards is what put it over the top.
What did it do, though?
Well, he incited, you know, we're in a time now where fans are getting kicked out at an unbelievable rate. You know, fans got kicked out, I think it was 18 times at NBA arenas by players. I couldn't believe it. Russell Westbrook got people four different times.
LeBron
three different times. Well, anyway, so it's at an alarming rate. Never has there been less civility between players, and I think the NBA is concerned about that. And they basically said you're inciting the crowd, and so that's why I think that's why they don't want the crowd incited by Draymond Green.
I really think that.
Plus, Draymond just wouldn't leave the court for a while.
He's a pain in the ass for the commissioner. I don't think there's any question about that. But suspended him for another game. I mean, they're down 0-2.
Then don't act like an idiot. He did this in 16, too. Like, you know what? Are you going to learn anything?
Right. Hey, listen. You know what? Then Golden State, you know, maybe this will incentivize Golden State. It incentivized the Bucks last night not having Giannis. I mean, they just – Brooke Lopez and Drew were spectacular and just front dominated.
I think Draymond has played – you know, he punches a teammate, which we kind of forget about that, like knocks a teammate cold. His behavior is always – I mean, he is really way more Rodman than he's ever been right now, where you just aren't sure what you're getting. But he's not – like Dennis was on a different level of – you literally never knew what you're going to get from Dennis Rodman. So I think now when you look at Draymond, I don't know if the juice is worth the squeeze anymore.
Yeah.
With him, you can let him go, and I don't think he'll be a Warrior next year. But he'll be maybe two more years, I think, in the league, and then I bet you Draymond's done.
So the question was, he'll opt into. He's got $27 million coming. He'll opt into that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The question is, who will give him what? They were discussing that this morning. Was do you take that 27 or do you go try to get 360? You know. Yeah, I mean, who's going to – somebody will give him three. Are you kidding me? How long did Carmelo Anthony play?
Oh, three at 60.
Three at 20?
No, he'll want more than that.
He ain't getting more than that, bro.
He shouldn't.
He ain't getting more. He's going to get – he's got 1 year left at 27. You think those next 2 years are going to be worth anywhere near that?
No. You think somebody will give him 3 years?
Yep.
Somebody want to
He's a star. It's the NBA. Yes.
If you're the Rockets? About it yesterday.
Hell no.
Would you want him there for
three? I'll take him for a year. I'll take him for that year or two.
Then who's going to listen to him? If you're the Rockets and you want him to be a veteran presence, who's going to listen to him for 1 year? Aren't they just going to say, whatever, old head, we don't care about you.
No, he's going to, because he'll get in their kitchen that one year.
Yeah, they'll just fight then. Like I said, they'll rat pack them.
That's right.
And they're going to have fights every day.
Let's go.
Practice.
I don't think the Rockets are possible.
Draymond is the least vibey guy I've ever seen in my life.
No, right. I mean, he does one thing.
In reality, I think the Rockets need less vibes and more wins.
I agree with those guys, though. He brought something that they had to have. I mean,
no,
he brought a toughness that changed that team.
Of course, but is he like, I mean,
they could play small ball with him on the floor and be the Warriors and yet not be big because of Draymond.
Not be soft,
right?
They were too finesse. Dylan Brooks, to me, is Dylan Brooks.
He's the new Draymond.
Yeah. He's,
except he can shoot.
He's Draymond. Like, he's got some of the personality of Bruce Bowen, but Draymond is the – Bruce Bowen would do his dirty right there under the – he didn't need to bring a bunch of attention to himself to be a dirty player. Dylan wants a ton of attention.
Yeah.
Just like Draymond loves a ton of attention. And so Dylan Brooks is – but he's a more athletic guy, and he – you know, he's a better pure – I don't want to say he's a better pure basketball player, but he's just a more athletic player. And Dylan is – and his whole thing is I'm gonna really try to irritate LeBron James. I'm going to really – because he understands if you can throw LeBron off his game, you'll win that. And they're all trying to get to where they want to go.
How about when Dylan Brooks was asked about LeBron? Brian, you got this? Dylan Brooks was asked about LeBron.
Point blank.
And Dylan Brooks.
He didn't get away from it.
He ain't mumbling, okay? Here's Dylan Brooks on guarding LeBron last night.
I don't care. He's old. You know what I mean? I was waiting for that. I was expecting him to do that game four, game five. He wanted to say something when I got my fourth foul. He should have been saying that earlier on. But, you know, I poke bears. I don't respect no one until they come and give me 40. I pride myself on, you know, what I do is defense and taking on any challenge that's on the board.
He's the new Draymond.
So he sounds like a huge chode.
I don't care. He's old. I don't care.
But I'm just trying to be objective about this. I don't respect anybody until they give me 40, like whatever. But then
you got to put 40 on him to be.
He won't respect you until you give him 40. With that said, though, and him sounding like a huge douche, the fact is, you kind of like it if he's on your team. I'm sure I don't care for Dylan Brooks, but if it were Dylan Brooks, I'd want him. I guess, you know, you probably want him to have that attitude. You want him to be the nasty guy.
Listen, the league has said this is not. The league has had Dennis Rodman. It's had
maybe show a little more respect to LeBron than that.
It's had Dennis Rodman. It's had Draymond. It's had the bad boys. Having villains is not a bad thing. Dylan Brooks is a villain.
No. It is a good thing.
It's a good thing.
You're right. And especially with this drama in the league now where they thrive on drama,
Yeah. It's
actually good to have white hat, black hat characters in the show. And Dylan Brooks is a bad guy. So, yeah, you're right. It's not bad. And why not have him be the guy that doesn't have the respect? Like, his fans love him, and everyone else will hate him. And that's the role he's supposed to play.
It looked like you're a big Laker fan. What did you think of your team last night? It looked like they were just satisfied. They were just fine with getting that one win. And, yeah, Memphis just said, watch this, okay? Well, watch this. We're going to take this game. We're going to out-physical you.
Yeah, that was a huge loss for the Lakers. I mean, especially with John Morant out.
Yeah.
But Memphis has guys who, you know, I think they were talking about it on KJM, where it's, well, who's that guy on the Lakers that hypes the team up, like that gets the team ready to roll and get them going? Like, Dylan Brooks is that guy. When I think of Dylan Brooks, but I also think of – remember Lance Stevenson?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Lance Stevenson was that guy,
too.
Like a little bit like a screw loose.
And he would do that with LeBron.
Blowing LeBron's ear. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, huge loss by the Lakers.
Hey, listen, the Bucks won without Giannis. The Memphis won without Ja. I mean, the huge stink about Draymond being suspended in this game. If the Warriors can't win without Draymond, then you know what? They don't deserve to be there. I mean, if you lose a Giannis still kick their ass, then you know what? That you showed up that night.
No, the Warriors
better show up down 0-2.
Yeah, the Warriors will show up. It's hard to beat them there. And Draymond or no Draymond, you're going to get the best out of Steph. And they'll win this game. Nuggets and T-Wolves going to be interesting to see if can Minnesota do – they're going to get swept.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big nothing, that series. Now, who knows? You go back to Minnesota, we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here, 713-780-3776.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the club at Carlton Woods. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. Live from Carlton Woods, the Nicholas Course, the Chevron Championship will be here for the next couple of days. I will be anyway. Lance is going to be going to Alabama, but you'll be doing the show tomorrow morning. Did we learn anything draft-wise yesterday? Is there anything happening?
Well, yeah. So Trey Lance, it's kind of come out that the Niners are listening to phone calls about Trey Lance. And the thought has been, and I'm not sure it's not still this, but you got a really bad elbow injury with Brock Purdy. So if Brock Purdy isn't going to be able to go, you think, well, you got to stick it out with Trey Lance. I know I did TV last night with Mark Ross, who is a former personnel man for the Giants, and Scott Pioli, who was obviously a former general manager, Kansas City, and there with Bill Belichick. And it was Scott Pioli said, how are you going to trade him when you've sunk so much draft capital into him? You can't just trade him for less. But my whole thing is, every year that passes that he's not the guy, you're losing any trade value on him. So I don't know. I mean, I get, and Pioli's done that. He's been in the position, so I'm sure he's right. But I was just thinking, man, if you could find anyone to give you a one for him, you should
a
jump
one?
At it. But there's no way,
there's
right?
No
there's
chance.
No way. So if you were the Texans, would you, if you decide you don't like quarterbacks other than Bryce Young, would you consider giving up your first round?
No,
picking a two?
I would consider 33.
Two, yeah.
I would consider the second
round. I would,
round.
Too. Yeah. I would, too, for him.
Ain't nobody giving him a first rounder.
No, you're right. But that's basically a first rounder. It's just 1 year less. The 34th pick or whatever it is, 33rd.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, are you okay with, would you give that up? I think I would, since I have two firsts.
Yeah.
I think I would, because he knows Bobby Slowick's passing game. Yeah. He knows terminology. He hits the ground
running.
What does
Slowick think of him? What does D'Amico think of him?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I don't know.
If you walked away with Njigba Smith at 12 and Will Anderson at 2 and Trey Lance for the 33rd pick, did you walk away pretty good out of this draft?
I mean, I'd feel hopeful about it. There's a thought yesterday. I talked to a team who said the Texans will take, if Lucas Van Ness is there, they could end up taking Anderson or Tyree Wilson at 2 and take Lucas Van Ness. And I'm like, even though they play the same position? Yeah.
Yeah.
And this guy goes, the Texans' defense sucks.
Yeah.
They need all – everybody needs to be a new starter.
If they went –
and I said, well, that's rude.
If they went defense every pick, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah. And it's
But you
true.
Know what a defensive coach, new defensive head coach doesn't do?
They usually say, take care of the
that's
offense.
That's
why
we got to take care of the offense, because I'll take care of
but
the –
but not this time. This has got to be defense.
Yeah.
This has got to be defense. Because you just look at the offense. It's weird, but the offense is better shaped than the defense. How's that possible? Because the offense stinks, too.
The offense. It is.
Yeah. Offensive line is in better shape than the defensive line. I don't know that wide receivers or corner, anybody has a check mark there.
Yeah.
No. Running back is in better shape than safety.
Wow, I never thought. No, safety's in great shape with Jimmy Ward and Petrie.
Well, we'll find out. Ward is old, though, so you're going to have to find a safety. Yeah, but you got Damian Pierce.
Yeah.
And you got Devin
Singletary.
Well, they're both fine.
Yeah.
So they're
both
fine.
I'm just saying, that's pretty good. You hope that Stingley's going to be good on one side. And
but you don't know yet.
No. Linebacker, you're in okay shape now.
Steven Nelson, you're in okay shape. But your running back.
It's the defensive line that's a disaster.
It's a disaster. That's why this guy told me, he goes, I wouldn't be surprised if they went, you know, Wilson and Lucas Van Ness. And I said, yeah, I mean, I'd like it. He said they both look like 49ers. And I said, yeah. I said, I could see it. And I said, but man, that's two players playing basically the same position. He goes, yeah. Who do the Texans have to play it? He goes, they don't have anybody to play that
position. It's not the same position. You go on both sides.
Yeah, it's really what it is. Yeah. He just said, Lance, you just need defensive linemen. Because I always think, well, a three technique and then a nose and then a five or a defensive end. And he's just like, He said, just put D-line for the Texans.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter. Don't get bogged down.
Yeah.
Just D-line.
No,
I said, okay.
They need football play. They need somebody that can rush the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. D-line and rush. That was what he said. He said, you need D-line and you need rush. I'm like, yeah, but aren't they the same thing? As
no.
Just whatever.
Who cares?
He said, if they can rush, they're a Texan. He goes, then put them on the board for him. If they're a defensive lineman, they're on the board for him. He goes, have you seen them? I said, yeah, 17 times.
So there's an article here. Where is the best landing spots for Trey Lance? Houston Texans were one. Mm-hmm. The Vikings and the Titans.
Yeah.
I could see the what would the Titans give up? There?
I told you the Titans. Oh, I didn't tell you this. I said this on Establish a Run podcast. The really interesting trade to me is Ryan Tannehill for Trey Lance, because they get the 1 year quarterback who can run the offense and really, frankly, give you a chance just to steer the ship and maybe get you to a Super Bowl.
Boy, how bad does that make you look? You gave up all that draft capital and you ended up with, what, 1 year Ryan Tannehill?
Well, so because he's a 1 year guy, you probably get like a fourth with it too. And you're taking on more of a contract, so maybe you get actually a third. So you maybe get Ryan Tannehill and a third, and then they get Trey Lance, who's, you know, got 2 years left on his deal, and then a fifth year, which you have to figure out if you're going to pick up or not. But he's really unproven, so I don't know. Like, that's the one that I thought could be interesting, quarterback for quarterback swap. And both teams get something. One team gets an established player that might be able to just steer the ship enough to get you into a Super Bowl if you just hand off and make accurate throws and you don't turn it over. I mean, it's just another form of Garoppolo. And then you've got Trey Lance gives you maybe a more talented version of Malik Willis, but maybe not more talented. Honestly, Malik Willis has talent. Like, I think it's kind of a mistake to just say Malik Willis had no business being on a field. Same way Anthony Richardson has no business being on a field. The difference is Malik Willis had bad tape playing at Liberty against lesser opponents. Malik Willis has, Anthony Richardson played in the SEC, and he had some good moments, you know. Like, Richardson, I think, is more game-ready than Malik Willis, which is why Richardson will be a one and Malik was a three. But what I'm saying is, Malik had – you just shouldn't have had him out there. But they had to. They had injury. But I wouldn't give up on Malik Willis. I don't believe him giving up on any young quarterback until they played a little bit.
Yeah, no, but I can't go to war with Malik Willis this year.
No, you can't. You can't say he's your guy.
No.
But I'm just telling you, don't just ride him off of any kind of quarterback competitions, because he is talented.
All right, we got some callers in here. Unfortunately, we are up against it here. 740 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. I think Steve Saltzman is going to join us on the other side. If you guys can call back in at the top of the hour, that would be great. Michael wants to talk about Draymond. Roger wants to talk about Montero.
Live from the club at Carlton Woods for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, Steve Salzman, who is the general manager out here at Carlton Woods, the Nicholas and the Fazio, of course, is right. And just what a spectacular. I'm out here a lot. I'm so lucky that I have played this place, and it's just spectacular. It's a premier club in the area. But this is another level, Steve. This is unbelievable. What was this process like for you guys hosting this huge event?
Well, it was a long process, actually. You know, this started more than a year ago and finally came to agreement in June. And then, obviously, the buildup since then, construction's been going on now for about 7.5 weeks to get to today. And obviously, we're now glad to get to this tournament and get it underway. And, you know, 7:15 this morning is a big moment for the club. You know, the first tee shot at the first major at Carlton Woods, and first tee shot for this champion in a different location for 52 years.
Yeah.
So big day.
Big day. And the players have received it well. All the them talking in their press conferences, they've been nothing but thrilled with the golf course.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, as you know, these golf courses stand on their own. The Nicklaus Signature course where this is being played, our Fazio course. But, you know, something that not necessarily mostly significant for sports radio, but, you know, it's equally important to us that they leave here knowing how happy we are they're here and the hospitality they receive from everybody. You know, it's great that the Houston media is supporting them, but you know, I want them to go and leave here saying those people were so nice and appreciate us being here.
There's a lot of firsts out here, aren't there?
There is, you know. Chevron obviously stepping up with a really big purse, $5.1 million, something close to $800,000 for the winner. Augusta National that just wrapped up 2 weeks ago, the good folks from Callaway Top Tracer loaded up that package and took the that to the range. So it's the first time at an LPGA event ever to have Callaway Top Tracer range. Manufacturers Callaway and TaylorMade deserve a shout-out. First time they've created a custom major bag for their sponsored players like they've done for the men for many years around all the majors. So many great marquee moments here. We're obviously really proud to be a part of this moment in women's golf.
Yeah, and it's a collaborative effort between you. I mean, you had the LPGA coming in here. We're going to speak with Tim Huber. He's been here, yeah. Right? He's been here getting the golf course ready. I mean, and it's so important that you have that collaborative effort with Chevron, with the LPGA, and you guys.
Yeah, and this event is going to be world class, probably the finest, if not one of the finest that they experience this year. But the nice thing is they're going to be back year after year repetitively. And kind of our Carlton Wood style is we will get better every single year.
What does this mean for Carlton? I mean, you're not hurting for members. I mean, it's a waiting list to come out here, right?
Yeah.
And it's such an exclusive. It's just unbelievable already. What does this do for Carlton Woods?
You know, I think it takes several things to be a major championship venue. You obviously have to have the course, and not just a course, but a challenging course that can hold up to a major. And as you've heard from the LPGA pros, they feel that you've got to have an adequate facility, but you also have to have the willingness to do it. And this membership has been so gracious and hosted amateur events through the year, the Junior Am, the USGA. This is important to us. You know, places that host majors are different. And this club is an exceptional club, and it's a special place. And the members, the staff, we're all so proud of it. And we're just kind of now living up to our potential.
It really is different. It makes a huge difference for, well, the name. I mean, but again, you guys have got the name already. This is a spectacular place. Yeah. And now you're a major holder.
Well, it goes national footprint to international footprint.
Yeah.
And you know, this is now woven into our fabric and part of our history forever.
Does the Fazio feel bad about it that they don't? They're not. How about can the Fazio hold it?
I'll give you an early tip. Don't be surprised if something's on Fazio at some point in time in the future.
Really? Well, you heard it here first, right here.
It's right
on
here.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Well, just a great week. Economically, what does this mean? I mean, for the Woodlands.
I think, you know, the hotel rooms, the restaurants, it's going to be huge. You know, Woodlands is such a golf-centric town, and Houston is such a sports town. I just ask everybody to come out, support these gals, support this event. They are so good. And, you know, I've said to other people, anybody within two shots of the lead coming into 18 can win this thing, because there is an eagle out there on 18 if they're brave enough to go for it.
And, well, and where they put the tee as well.
Yep, they're going to have it a little bit forward on Sunday.
So that
they're going to encourage them.
That's great.
And that's pretty exciting for the last hour and a half.
Absolutely. If they want to mess with that water,
you bet.
You can get some.
You bet.
But you know what? If you're two down, what's the difference? Let me go for it. I'm gonna absolutely go for it. Well, it's spectacular, Steve. We really appreciate it. This is a huge event for our entire area. And I want to tell you guys, if you haven't seen women's golf, they can play. I mean, a women's sport, blah, 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 blah. I don't want to hear it. These ladies are as good as it gets.
Hey, you know, you and I can relate to a 250 to 70-yard drive.
Yeah.
I can't relate to 360.
No, right.
I can relate to 150-yard 8-iron. And pound for pound, you've got a 100-pound person hitting the ball 280, 90, 300, 310 in some cases, compared to a 200-pound guy hitting it 320, 330. Pound for pound. These gals are pros,
and they're accurate. I mean, they are. Their short games are spectacular. I watch women's golf on the Golf Channel. I mean, I think it's spectacular. So if you're a golf fan, you need to be out here. And it's easy. How's the ticket going?
Easy. Just, you know, if you don't have a ticket in advance, you can get one at the gate. Just go to the Sterling Ridge Park and Ride, show up at the event. They'll pull you right up to the ticket counter. You can purchase one, or go on the ChevronChampionship.com, and you can buy one in advance. They'll ship it to you electronically. You're in the grounds. Great golf. And please, please come support it.
How do I get into one of these tents with the all the everything? Not me, but how can people still get in those or into the
you know, I would tell you if they can, the ChevronChampionship.com is their best avenue. What you're looking for is the St. Luke's Pavilion or Dinah's Place. That's the upgraded hospitality ticket. Unfortunately for you, you know somebody.
I do. Trust me. I already got my pavilion. I'm ready to go, baby. I'm ready to go. Steve, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the support
Steve
of the event. Sullivan, always great to see you.
General manager out here at Carlton Woods. It is spectacular. If you've never been – hey, listen, you're not just going to walk up to Carlton Woods and be able to get on the grounds. This week you can. So this is the time to come and see this place. This is the time to see the best competition. This is the time to come and see the spectacular facility right here in the Woodlands. Come on out. I'm telling you, they can play, and it's going to be the competition spectacular, the facility spectacular. Walk the grounds, see it for yourself. If you've never been out here, it's the time to come and take advantage of it. We really appreciate it, Steve. Thank you. Steve Salzman, general manager right here at Carlton Woods. Hey, ESPN 97.5 is your home for the best draft coverage in the city. The Wheelhouse will be live from the draft in Kansas City. I and Jeremy and also Paul and Patrick, we're all going to be at Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage on the Southwest Freeway from 6 to 11 p.m. When you arrive, make sure that you sign up for our mock draft contest so you can qualify to win a 75-inch TV, courtesy of Audiovisual Consultations, and went up from $55 to $75, and a $50 gift card to Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage. Our entire NFL draft coverage presented by 1800 Tequila, the official tequila of the Houston Texans. Great stuff being out here live at Carlton Woods. Let's break it early here, and we will come back.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.